Well, this past week, Insidious 2 had the second highest opening for a September movie ever, raking in over $40 million. I saw it, and it's a decent horror movie with some scares that will make you jump, but they're all of the scary face flashing or loud sound variety. Now, I may be old-fashioned, but I like my scary movies the way they were in the good old days, when it was just a guy in a mask chasing teenagers through the woods with a machete. The Robert De Niro vehicle, The Family, came in a distant second, but still had a decent opening with $14 million. This week we've got two new movies, and the first is called Prisoners and stars the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, as a man whose daughter is kidnapped, along with her friend, who then takes matters into his own hands in an attempt to get her back. Jake Gyllenhaal, who won critical acclaim as the Bottom in Brokeback Mountain, plays the detective heading up the investigation. The film also stars Terrence Howard as the father of the other kidnapped child, and Paul Dano as a suspect in the kidnapping. In Prisoners, a lack of evidence prevents Detective Brokeback from keeping the suspect in custody, which leads to Jackman's character taking matters into his own hands, which is the basic plot of the movie. This one looks like it could be pretty intense, and it's what I'm going to see this weekend. The second movie opening is Battle of the Year. Now, this is a dance movie like Stomp the Yard, and in the lead role stars the guy who played Sawyer on Lost. The roles must really be trickling in since Lost went off the air if he agreed to be in this one. Battle of the Year also stars Chris Brown, who skyrocketed to fame after beating up his girlfriend. It's amazing to me how this guy can bloody up a woman's face, then after some litter duty on the highway and an anger management class, can bounce back and continue to be offered high-profile paying jobs like this dumb movie. This idiot could be doing something productive for society, but is just a woman-beating burning that keeps getting paid to make mediocre music and garbage movies like this. If you really want to see this one, just wait a few months and it'll probably be on a channel like ABC Family, and your whole crew can cuddle up together and enjoy the funky dance moves from home. And that's this week's Matty T Minute.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Jake Gyllenhaal, typecast.
Yeah.
Poor son of a gun.
Bottom.
You do one mountain man, gay mountain man movie, and you're pegged for life.
It was so authentic, though, the way he played it.
Yes. I wish they had put Forrest Whitaker in that role, because then it would have been a gay mountain man.
The lazy eye.
Lazy eye. Choosing. What? That's a choice, artistic choice he went with.
Oh, Matty T is haunted by that phrase, I can't quit you.
Why would you want to?